I'm trying to get you to say a word that means to lift up.
Raise?
Yeah. Now, would you ever say that about children?
Yes, you could.
Okay. And now, if you look like one of your parents, how do you say that? You
resemble.
And a woman is going to have a baby, so she goes to the
obstetrician.
Well, she's gonna have her baby, like, she's ready to have her baby, so she goes to the
hospital.
And if she doesn't want to go to the hospital, there's a woman who would help with the birth, and that's called a
midwife.
And a man and a woman want to spend the rest of their lives together, so they get
married
in the
church.
And the man becomes the woman's
husband.
And the woman is the man's
wife.
And the reverend preaches a, in church.
Oh, sermon. I'm still on the marriage.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
I know, I always trick people with that one. Now, we pray to
God.
And you know the first four books of the New Testament? The Gospels?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
And another word for university is?
College.
And we go to college to get a
degree.
Or an more of a, we go to college to get more
educated.
And you would check books out from the
library.
And you're were you an only child, or did you have sisters?
An only child.
Okay. Well, let's see. You are your mother's what?
Daughter.
And your, if you had a sister, her son would be your
nephew.
And your mother's sister would be your
aunt.
And your mother's brother would be your
uncle.
And in the old days, did they have a different name for teachers who were male versus teachers who were female?
No, because most of them were women back in the old days.
Okay. And the man who stands up for the groom in the wedding is
man.
And one of the women who stands up for the bride, not the maid of honor, is the
matron.
Not the matron either. One of the other women.
Bridesmaids.
And the people who are related to you are your
relatives.
And people who are not related to you?
Friends.
Okay. What kind of house is this? Do you know the style of it, or?
No, my husband drew the floor plan, so.
Oh, okay. And, what's it made out of?
Brick.
And the houses in this neighborhood are separated from each other physically by what?
Rock walls.
And, what other kinds of houses do you find in El Paso?
Stucco and rock.
Could you give me sort of a word picture of your house, like sort of a picture tour in words?